So that's why offenses are predictable. But he has also weighed in on who he thinks early will be the Super Bowl contending teams.
And the verdict
his
is?
His team is Super Bowl in July. The Packers and the Jaguars in Super Bowl 53. That will be watched by dozens of people.
The Packers and the Jags? What a crap game.
The NFL
that
is
sucks.
Like, I love Aaron Rodgers as much as anyone, and as a card-carrying member of the Blake Bortles Wikipedia Reading Club, I would be excited to see Blake in a Super Bowl, but that is not what the league wants. And then story number four. Story number four, Jeff Calkins is coming up next.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in the Memphis market, that person is Josh Hysall, Keller Williams Realty. A lot of you have heard me talking about Josh over the years. One such person is Ernest. He had a home out in Atoka, listed it with another company, couldn't get anything done, listed it with Josh Hysall, boom, sold it almost immediately. Josh does this with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, even if you don't know what you're talking about, you can fire him. No questions asked. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Men in the area have been working with the Memphis Men's Clinic to treat their ED for over 4 years. Now, area men have experienced stellar results from wave therapy, the state-of-the-art treatment that uses a man's own healing agents to help make ED a thing of the past.
My name's David. I'm 46 years old, and I've been coming to the Memphis Men's Clinic for about 2 years. The doctor and staff at the Memphis Men's Clinic explained everything to me in terms I could understand. They explained the process completely, so I wouldn't have any confusion about what it was or why it works. And the procedure was quick and painless. I wasn't expecting the kind of results I got. I didn't think noticeable gains could be made so easily, but the results have been very strong.
Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today to schedule a consultation for just $99. Learn how wave therapy from the Memphis Men's Clinic can help you regain your performance. Call today, 901-443-0304. 901-443-0304.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186, or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
Summertime is here. You can tell by the humidity. It's basically unbearable outside. And I'm here to tell you about the best way to beat the Memphis heat. That's by grabbing a country club salad, or my personal favorite, the Southern Salad at the Blue Monkey. The salad is massive. Fresh greens topped with crunchy fried chicken, crispy breaded green beans, and finished with roasted corn and peppers, red onion, tomato, and cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses. Served, of course, with their house-made remoulade ranch dressing. They've got two locations, as you know, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street downtown. Or you can check them out on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com. So if you're looking to cool off this summer, head on over to the Blue Monkey, get a cold one, of course, the Southern Salad.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown. Friday, Clanky's Nub. And Saturday, Towns.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Just to get out what you want them to hear. Jeff Calkins is, of course, the host of the Jeff Calkins Show's weekdays. 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He was a sight for sore eyes this morning. Jeff, good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good, although I'm a little shaken. I was just out by the... I was just sitting out by... I happen to have a pool. And I was sitting there with one of my one of my loyal hounds. You can have the pool if anyone wants to come and take
the
pool.
They're a pain in the ass. Nobody wants them.
But you have to move it. You got to move it. I can't move it. But anyway, so I was sitting out there with the loyal hound, one of the loyal hounds, and all of a sudden the loyal hound took off. And I have sort of cast iron type of chairs, you know, they're little wrought iron, whatever, like outdoor chairs.
Yep.
And it was caught in her collar. It was caught in her collar, and she was terrified, taking off across the lawn, dragging this big-ass chair after her, this chair that was chasing her. And I was honestly, because it's a heavy chair, and it's dangling by her neck, so I'm actually afraid she's going to, and then I'm running. So it's a dog, and then a chair, and then me racing around the yard. I don't think me racing after her helped at all, and I was a little worried that it was going to snap her neck. The chair finally came loose, and the loyal hound is safe again. So, although it's a chair. Our dog's dumb. Our dog's smart. Our leading dogs are fundamentally smart.
No, they're dumb.
Or fundamentally dumb.
No, they're dumb.
They're pretty dumb.
Wait, you have a new dog. Is your dog dumb? What's your dog?
Your dog is a
doodle.
It's a labradoodle. It's a wonderful dog.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, my wife will not tell me what she spent on this dog.
Isn't that also what John had? Doesn't John have a Labrador?
He does.
Yeah, his is some sort of doodle.
It is like
it's a new dog. It's a new doodle. It's a new official dog of the 92.9.
Apparently. So.
Anyway,
it's the official dog of smart. It's the official dog of 92.9 Talent's wives. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, I think he's hit the nail on the head there. It's my wife's sister, basically, because they're the same person.
They're
very similar.
I think fundamentally, Jeff.
So not dumb, then, you're saying?
No. My wife is smart. However, the animal version, in this case, our dog, that dog's dumb.
Yeah.
I love the dog,
I think,
too.
If you...
What evidence is there that the dog is
dumb? Well, I'll take it outside, 50 times before she'll want to go potty, and it's like she's still,
that's
like...
That's not dumb. That's saying, as soon as you go potty, then you're going to pay no attention to me.
That's manipulative.
So that's smart.
That is
absolutely smart. One thing you realize is that when you walk a dog on a leash and you're waiting for it to go potty, never turn around as soon as it goes potty. Because then when it learns, because dogs are not as dumb as you think, if I go potty, I turn around and I like walking. I like walking with a human. So you got to at least walk a little further at that point or else the dog will learn to just hold it.
Hold
it forever.
I think they're street smart. I don't think they're book smart.
I think it's fair to say that dogs are not book smart.
I think he's hit the nail on the head there.
On the subject, by the way, I come home, and there's a big collection of mail, and in one of the notes, it says, "Dear neighbor." Okay, I open it up. I assume it's an invitation to a potluck or something, whatever. And it's a "Dear neighbor."
Block party.
And it's a card. It's a card, and it's got some beautiful golden retrievers on the front of the card. And then you open it up, and it says, "Thanks for leaving your stinky poop on my lawn."
Oh!
Right? Now, here's the thing. Before you think it was me, I want to. This is the plot will say.
Not your poop, huh?
I was going to say, I actually would not open "Dear Neighbor" because that's too generic. I would expect something.
Hold on. Let me tell the rest of the story.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I may have to go in and find the actual card. So it said, "How do you think it is to walk out and find the poop from your two dogs in my yard?" It was sort of a typed letter, and it was, "You think that houses don't have video, now everyone has video security service, and it's stinky, and it's awful, and you're the worst neighbor ever, and please pick it up." And it included a doggy poop sack in the card was as well, okay?
An enclosure for a poop sack? They had the poop sack in?
It had the actual poop sack was also in the card. So I'm thinking, oh, God, this is terrible. Except for then, I had two things. One is, I don't have two dogs. I have three dogs. Secondly, it wasn't actually, although I had opened it, it was not to my address. It was to another address on the same street. And so, but it was definitely in my mailbox, and it was not a, it didn't come by mail. It was hand-delivered.
Ah,
so I have two dogs. I'm very reliable about, yeah, I wouldn't say 100% reliable, but 99% reliable about cleaning up the poops when I walk around with the dogs. 99, certainly 99% reliable. I have three dogs, and it was to the wrong address. So was I being accused of being an irresponsible poop dropper, or was it a was I caught in friendly fire? Was I caught in the spray of bullets intended for someone else? I don't know.
I think you were collateral damage there.
It ain't your ass.
That's the word. You were
collateral damage.
Yes. That's your ass.
It now it is, to your point though. It is amazing, like that one time that you go out. Without cars, every single time.
Oh, of course, yes.
1,000%.
I'm tempted. I will tell you, there are times when I've been out there and I've forgotten because, or whatever, maybe this set fell out of my pocket or something like that, right? And I am tempted to pick up the poop with my bare hands. I'm so embarrassed to be leaving the poop. Let me see if I can. Okay, here you go. Oh, here you go. I have the text. Okay.
All right.
I've just fished this out of the garbage.
Uh-huh.
It was two, hello, neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
1518, and I happen to be, I'm not 1515.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So, other side of the street.
So,
yeah, you're collateral damage.
It was actually mailed with a, okay, so here's what it said. But I opened it. I just said, hello, neighbor. I was a neighbor. I didn't notice the 15. I didn't notice, the, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, neighbor. Just a quick note to say, in quotes, thank you. It's so much fun to go to the mailbox and step into your two dogs' stinky, nasty crap. It's a blast cleaning off our shoes and makes for great family bonding around the sink. Thank you. I get it. Dog crap happens. But every day you walk your dogs without bags and just let them crap and you make no effort to clean it up. Amazing. You really think that little of your neighborhood? It may be the edge of our yards, but it's still our property nonetheless. Shelby County Section 816-9, and then it quotes the whatever, how you have to cook it, the law about cleaning up your poop. The fine is anywhere from $50 to $200 for violations. A roll of bags is much more affordable. Enclosed is your first one for free. Do you realize that most everyone has cameras, videos that can see you? Oh, and by the way, taking someone's paper from their driveway is just plain theft. Why would you steal a newspaper? Now, you know it's not me, because I actually... Have
you
the newspaper still delivered?
Yes, you are.
We
this is incredible.
Dogs,
you're the one.
But we all love dogs, but neighbors that leave poop for someone else to step in and clean up, not so much. Clean up your ass or get reported, period, period.
Okay, two things.
What do you think?
Two things. No, you're collateral damage. You're 100% collateral damage. It was.
Should I seal this back up and put it in the...
Yes, yes. I would respond.
Yes. Also,
with your lawyer.
No,
like, act like you're a lawyer.
Or,
but this was anonymous, man. This was anonymous.
No, but this letter...
Put your name to it.
This letter,
Jeff.
I agree, but this letter deserves to be in the Passive Aggressive Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, like, what time capsule.
Yes.
Like, it is...
Uh-huh.
But that is... To me, like, do we send it to the Smithsonian? But, like, that needs to be commemorated for the rest of eternity because that was the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Jeff,
totally,
if I were you, I would send a mass mailing to my region of neighbors, and I would put it in their box, and I would say, this is Jeff Calkins at Joe Blow Lane, whatever you live, and I would say, listen, I just want to clear the air here. First of all, I work for the commercial. You know, I no longer work for the Commission of Appeal, but I can get the paper whenever I want to or whatever. You know, it's at my office.
Right.
And second of all, it ain't my crap, y'all. So get out of here. And I understand the law.
I don't think I'm being accused. I don't really think. I think they were accusing someone else.
Yeah, I just think
they said two dogs every day. I don't even. It's not me. Like I don't. I don't walk.
You've got three
dogs.
Massive dogs.
Now, listen.
I have three massive dogs. I don't do it. He said every day you walk your dogs without bags and just let them poop. That's not me.
No.
That is not me. That is absolutely not me.
No. I know. I try not to be judgmental on any other day other than days that end in Y, but allow me just this one time.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming the way that was written felt.
Oh, that is the letter written by a man or a woman?
Definitely felt like a female. 100% felt like a female.
100% a female.
I think so. Yes. Here's the thing, though.
I assumed it was a dude.
No, definitely feels like a female. There were some.
That's what she said.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't know.
So here's the thing, though. If you're going to go through those lengths to get that specific and to be that vitriolic, you got to get the address right.
Well, that's the thing. They're accusing someone else of being irresponsible, but they're not focused. They're not good with just the basics. The basics of getting it delivered to the right address.
I think they were so angry. They were so in that moment of passion and rage that maybe the 8 looked like a 5, or maybe a 5 looked like an 8. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe I've lost the poop bag though.
Well, so the other thing about
the same effect. I'm not going to pass this along. I committed a felony by opening it, but it said hi neighbor. And I feel bad though. What if these people get reported and they're not
they
even
get
aware
reported,
that anyone's mad at them?
Here's
my question.
I feel pretty confident that our police department has other things to worry about. No offense.
This was such a manipulative, passive-aggressive letter, right? Let me ask you, who is worse? Let's pretend that there is a pooper out there who doesn't clean up, okay? And then there's also this letter writer. This letter, who's worse, the letter writer or the irresponsible pooper?
The irresponsible pooper is the worst person. Because if you can't, like, to me, like...
I think that's true.
I do think it does speak about your character if you don't pick up your dog's crap. I think that actually speaks bad of you as a person. No, listen.
Okay.
None of us like to do it.
How about this? What do you think of this letter? The letter is also kind of tacky, don't you think?
Well, we're not picking. But this, there's not like
just how about just a note in the mailbox saying, "Could you please pick up after your dogs?"
But this isn't a battle between good and evil. You're trying to determine who's less worse.
I know, but I'm saying, yeah, no. I think I'm with you. I'm agreeing with you that the irresponsible pooper's worse. But isn't this also over the top, this letter? Don't you think it should have just been, hey, could you please pick up after your dogs? We've noticed that we all miss sometimes. We all make, you know, whatever. It happens to the best of us. Sure would appreciate it if you'd be a little more conscientious about picking up after your dogs.
Yeah, but we're the most self-important society ever right now. So you can't be self-important unless you leave that kind of letter.
I'm not acknowledging it. I'm saying I would like you to acknowledge that letter's over the top.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I think it's over the top, but I think it's over the top because it's so self-important. That letter reads so self-important.
It's a it sounds obnoxious to me. And who knows? This could be my best friend I'm writing about talking about here. So, you know, I don't know. I'm now commenting on all my neighbors, mm-hmm. and I have no idea who the irresponsible pooper is.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they say it's me, but I don't think it's me. I think this one is not my dog. I don't think so. My dog is the one who was running around with a chair around its neck. Anyway, so that's the kind of like neighborhood brawls can get mm-hmm. can get difficult, can
nasty.
Get testy,
yeah.
can get nasty,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're doing. That's what I came home to, that bit of incivility mm-hmm. and conflict here mm-hmm. in beautiful East Memphis.
Well, maybe it's just the heat. Maybe the neighborhood of Sea Isle, like it's just gotten so hot now. Everyone's on edge. Emotions are running high. I mean, is that possibly it?
It could be, or it could just be that they don't like stepping in poop. Maybe that's just it. Maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe they don't like. And I would not like it either. I would not like it either. If every day I went out and there was more poop on my yard, I think that would not.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that it's not every day.
Well, they said it was every day.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that
the letter says every day.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the writer might have been hyperbolic.
Every day you walk uh-huh. your dogs. I will say, the letter. There's not a single misspelled word.
Uh-huh.
It's grammatically excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Oxford commas or no Oxford commas?
It's well done, and it's got some beautiful golden retrievers on the front. It really is totally passive aggressive. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, clean up your dogs after your dogs. That's my first message here, and the second message is if someone you so see someone falling down on the task at hand, whatever it is. Be a little gentle as you encourage them to do better. You don't have to be at your most sarcastic, brutal worst when you're reprimanding people. You can just gently suggest mm-hmm. that they try to do better, as we all should.
Mm-hmm. No real good transition to this, but I wanted to ask you, if the University of Memphis does not sign James Wiseman, are expectations amongst Tiger fans going to just drop immediately?
No, it's funny. The guy from Sports Illustrated writing about the story. He's a And he called me today and asked me about, is the city on its on pins and needles about James Wiseman? And I said, no. I said, I think the city is having fun. When it's not worried about stray poop, the city is having fun with the that recruiting matters again, right? It's been a long time since Memphis was in big-time recruiting battles. It's not enough, by the way, just to be in the battles and to that's not enough. You do have to, in the end, win some of them. And if Memphis does somehow, if Penny does follow up the trick of putting together a top five recruiting class out of nothing, which top 25 recruiting class out of nothing, out of thin air, which he did last year, with then getting the best player in the country, and not just getting the best player in the country, but getting the best player in the country away from John Calipari, it will be pure delirium and giddiness if that happens. But I don't think for a minute that Memphians are counting on that. Memphians are counting on being relevant again nationally, getting some national elite recruits, getting by and large generally the best kids out of Memphis, unless they happen to be the best person in the country that transferred, best player in the country that really is not a Memphis kid but is a Nashville kid, and making a Sweet 16 run in the next 5 years or something like that. Like, that's what Memphians, I think, are counting on. I don't think Memphians are counting on getting James Wiseman. And so, to me, it's huge upside if they get him, and it's a modest disappointment if they don't get him. It is not crushing if they do not get him. I think it's there's a lot of opportunity there, and there's some chance for disappointment, but not crushing disappointment. And it will not at all, particularly if it's if they end up getting, for example, Watford or something else. It will not at all take the steam out of the enthusiasm for the Penny Hardaway era. It's my own judgment. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but that's how I believe it.
I was going to say, what if they strike out on both? To me, it seems like Matthew Hurt's not as likely. It seems like their best chances are with Wiseman and Trenton Watford. If they strike out on both five stars, do you think that there's...
I think if they don't get a single elite player from outside of Memphis, I think there will be disappointment, yes. But I think they will get an elite player from outside of Memphis. So you don't have to get all of them, but you have to get some of them. That's part of the promise of Penny Hardaway. Yes, I do believe there would be some disappointment. If Malcolm Dandridge is the best player in this class, the player, there would be disappointment. But I don't think he will be.
Does it strike you as interesting, intriguing whatsoever, the fact that it seems like expectations surrounding the Tigers changed so quickly in the positive direction, and then expectations around the Grizzlies changed so quickly in the negative direction? Do you find that striking that it seemed like one went up as the other was going down, and they both, like, just changed overnight?
Well, I don't really think the Tigers – well, the Tigers clearly changed overnight. That's not striking. It's what was going to happen, right? I mean, that's what was going to happen. I actually don't think the Grizzlies changed overnight. I think the Grizzlies' expectations have been – if you go from the high of going to the Western Conference Finals, and then it's been a gradual – descent since then. You've had, you know, there hasn't been that kind of deep playoff run. There was the last year under Jaeger where everybody's hurt. There was a temporary blip in expectations when they signed Chandler Parsons. But basically, I think there has been the apex was those deep playoff run. Maybe the first year when they go to seven games against Oklahoma City that year, and then the year when they go to the Western Conference Finals, that was the apex of Grizzlies bedlam. And then it's been kind of downhill gradually since then with the bottom falling out last year. But then I actually think there's been a little bit of I think expectations have been not propped up to the Robert Pera 50-win level, but I think people are – quietly coming around to the idea that it might not be awful. And then the other one, the Penny thing, as soon as that happened, it was obvious it was going to change. I think what will be interesting to me is it possible, given the level of expectations, is it possible that as we look up next June, let's just say, is it possible we'll look back and say, that the Grizzlies exceeded expectations and the Tigers didn't quite meet expectations because they do have different bars now. But I actually think the Grizzlies will exceed expectations this year. And I think the Tigers will fundamentally at least meet expectations this year. Because I think they their expectations will be so much determined by recruiting. And I think it'll be a very good recruiting class. And I think there will be enough brilliance and flashes of brilliance from the kids that there will be on the court hope sparked as well. So my own suspicion is the Tigers will meet these very lofty expectations and the Grizzlies will exceed these very modest expectations.
You mentioned on our show the fact that if the Tigers can make it to the NIT, that's certainly something that's reasonable and that most fans would probably accept it. I'm curious, do you really think the NIT, like, I understand making the postseason is something that's nice and something to hang your hat on, but to me it just feels like now more than ever it's NCAA tournament or bust, not just for Memphis, but I mean, like, to me it just feels like if you're not in the tournament, no one really cares anymore.
Well, yeah, I don't say, I hope I didn't say that because I don't believe that they'd be happy with just an NIT. I think the NIT, it depends on how it's done. In other words, if Tubby Smith last year had made the NIT, that would have not excited anyone.
Sure.
Because it's all paired with, is it building towards something, right? So you can have an NIT season with, if it's all freshmen, and then there's a massive recruiting class coming in behind the NIT season, then people will be pumped. If it is generally a older group of players, and who don't seem to have a ceiling beyond the NIT, and there's not a massive recruiting class coming in afterwards, then people won't be pumped. So if Penny signs the number one recruiting class in the country, James Wiseman, Trindon Watford, Malcolm Dandridge, et cetera, and he goes to the NIT, people will be thrilled heading into next year. If he strikes out completely on all those players, people, and goes to the NIT, people won't be thrilled next year. To me, the NIT is all about context. Nobody cares about the NIT per se at all. The NIT only matters if it's a small piece of building towards something. It's really only your first year, at least at a place like the University of Memphis, where the NIT can be deemed a step in the right direction, and only then if it's paired with a massive recruiting class. And so it's all contextual with the NIT. It's a lot like, honestly, it's a lot like if you take a Power Five football team, a Power Five football team, there are circumstances under which going to the Liberty Bowl, let's just say, is great. Like, let's say, whatever, Butch Jones takes over at Tennessee.
2012 Ole Miss. They went to the Birmingham. Yeah. 2012 Ole Miss. They went to the Birmingham Bowl. They were 6-6, but they had Robert Kimdichie, Laquan Treadwell coming for sure.
Perfect.
And like, that's
perfect.
It.
So they had a good year that was better than people thought. No one would say the Birmingham Bowl was a good bowl.
Nope.
Who'd they play? They played Marshall? Who
they played Pitt. How could you forget,
Pitt.
Jeff?
Sorry, they played Pitt. So, yeah, and people are giddy about that. It's thrilling. It's fantastic because it's the start of an era. Hey, at least we made a bowl. We can build on this. And there's this massive recruiting class coming in afterwards. If you've been at Ole Miss for 6 years and you go to the Birmingham Bowl, people are like, what the hell? Fire this loser. He's going to the Birmingham Bowl. I think the NIT is like that. The NIT is like the Birmingham Bowl.
I guess I would ask it this way. Does it even, like, my deal is, if as long as they got the recruiting class coming in, do you even need to make the NIT?
No, but it's fun. I mean,
sure.
It suggests, the NIT suggests that you won 22 games and that Tyler Harris and played pretty well, and that your kids play pretty well, and as opposed to winning 14 or 15 games or whatever it is. So no, the NIT itself is pretty much irrelevant, but you go to the NIT when you get more wins. So if you have a season that a bunch of young players won enough games to go to the NIT and you have a massive recruiting class, then that's better than the alternative. I guess if Ole Miss that year had not won 6 games, if they'd won 5 games, but they had the massive recruiting class, people would have still been happy because they'd be looking forward to the massive recruiting class. It's all just part of it's all part of building, though. The bowl was part of the excitement as long as it's part of moving in the right direction. The bowl itself means nothing But if it's part of the larger picture, which is and the cruising class is a more important part of it, then yes, then it becomes a meaningful, a small. Listen, this is a town that celebrated had a parade for the NIT. That was John's wizardry that he made people believe that. But as the NIT can be fun, a deeper NIT run, if it is seen as leading to something.
Jeff, we really appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, clean up your poop, people.
Clean up your poop. Yeah. What a fabulous message. When we come back, John Martin of Jason and John is going to join the show. We'll discuss his thoughts on Antonio Anderson's comments about the former Tigers trying to get that banner back in the rafters. Stick around. You'll see the Gary Parrish Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Biggest bridal sale of the year going on right now during Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagements. With every purchase of $1,500 or more, get a free weekend getaway for two. And if it rains on your wedding day, your purchase could be free. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today for convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
This weather break is brought to you by Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, where every day the temperature is a cool 74 degrees with low humidity and not a cloud in sight. So while everyone else is simply sitting around in their own sweat, you can be moving around fast in an Italian-made electric pro kart that can reach speeds up to 50 miles per hour. On Monday through Thursday, you can get one free race for every two races you buy. So while everyone else is sitting and sweating, you're moving and chilling or just thrilling. Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events. Fast, fun, cool.
Summer will be gone fast, but IKEA's last chance offers will be gone even faster. Huge savings in-store only, like $200 off Lance Grover brown leather sofas and over $200 off matching love seats. Plus, save $99 on Tomas white entertainment units and get $60 off Airco black armchairs. All that and many other offers in-store. So hurry into IKEA, because these last chance offers won't last long. Offers valid in U.S. stores only starting on July 8th while supplies last. Exclusions may apply. See IKEA.com for details. All textiles imported. Some products require assembly.
Are you a tractor-trailer mechanic looking for a great career opportunity? If so, Wooten Transports, Inc. is looking for you. Wooten Transports, Inc. is now hiring for a mechanic position. As a mechanic at Wooten Transports, Inc., you'll be responsible for preventative maintenance on tractor-trailers along with light repair. Log on now to learn more or to apply at memphis.virtualcareerfair.com. Then click on Wooten's Transport, Inc. under the Employers tab. That's memphis.virtualcareerfair.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 6750 Poplar. The folks at the Smile Center, they take care of you and treat you like family and totally eliminate the cliche of a day at the dentist, because you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further. And if you've been wanting to improve your smile, get your pearly whites as white as they can possibly be, now's the absolute best time to do it. Yes, it's possible to improve your smile, to have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile via Zoom in-office whitening, and you can get it done in less than 2 hours. Years of coffee, red wine, smoking, chewing tobacco sodas, it can all be erased and eliminated in just 2 hours, and you'll walk out of the Smile Center looking years younger. And again, now's the best time to do it, because if you call and schedule an appointment today, you're going to get $100 off the Zoom in-office whitening for next week only. This is available for next week only, July 16th through the 20th, but it is available, so give them a call. 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center, on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Are kids better off in an intact family? You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
If you suffer from ED and you've seen your doctor about the little blue pill, you know it can be expensive, and seeing the doctor and waiting at the pharmacy can be a hassle. What if I told you that a certain little blue pill just came off patent December 11th, and that same active ingredient that's in the little blue pill is now available in generic form, available to you for just $30 for a month's supply? That's a big discount. No more getting ripped off by the big pharma companies. With 4hims.com, you can bypass the doctor's office, pharmacy visit, and save huge money on your prescription ED meds. Just go to 4hims.com/fresh. Consult with a licensed physician, and following their confidential medical review, you can have the proper prescription delivered directly to your door for a fraction of the price. And today, while supplies last, you can get started with a trial month for just $5. That's right, $5. Here's what you do. Just go to 4hims.com, forhims.com/fresh today, and get started for just $5 while supplies last. Visit 4hims.com/fresh right now. 4hims.com/fresh.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
It's internet, but not just any internet. It's the fastest speeds that will blow you away, internet. It's Wi-Fi that lets you stream on any device throughout your home, internet.
Even the laundry room?
Yep, even the laundry room. It's, wait, I can get fast speeds and up to 5 lines of talk and text included with this internet? Hello, savings. It's internet and mobile from Xfinity. Internet that makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
See how you can get Xfinity Mobile included with your internet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Your monthly charge increases by $5. Offer ends 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to performance starter 25 megabits per second internet for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
A family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And Howie, can people really buy diamonds online?
Of course they can, but I'm here to tell you, it is really tough. Diamonds are like snowflakes, and no two diamonds are alike. Some diamonds have the same exact lab grade, but what you're going to find out when you see them is that one is going to sparkle more than the other depending on how it's cut and where the inclusions are located. Only 5 to 10% of the diamonds I see on a yearly basis make it into a Robert Irwin Jewelers store, because I want to show bigger and brighter diamonds for you. Come see what I'm talking about. 4 convenient locations, Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show live.
The Gary Parrish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Former Memphis Tiger, as well as Ole Miss Rebel for one season, Markel Crawford has 13 points. He's 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 3 from behind the arc. He's helped giving the Memphis Grizzlies a 33-24 lead over the OKC Thunder. Again, you can watch that on mute on NBA TV. We now welcome on John Martin. He, of course, is the co-host of the Jason and John Show.
Used to date Cookie.
Used to date Cookie. I don't know that.
Now he's married to Sam.
Now he's married to Sam. Yep. He's just my buddy. John, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, Jeffrey Rice. What's going on, dude?
Oh, man, I'm just really loving the sound of my own voice. I wanted to ask you this.
Hour number four.
Hey, boys, let me point out, This is the standard in many markets, the four-hour show.
Yes, the four-hour show. They
they don't make you produce another show, in fairness.
And they basically do the same hour 4 times in a row.
This is all true.
It's called cowherding.
Totally acknowledge.
I'm well aware of it. John, I wanted to ask you this. Antonio Anderson mentioned today the possibility of perhaps some former Tigers lawyering up to try to get the banner back for the national championship game appearance. When you think about the possibility of that, do you think that, hey, man, these guys got a case, or do you think this might be an exercise in futility?
I mean, it definitely could be and probably is an exercise in futility, just because it's been 10 years. And, you know, I think in order for you to get anywhere with it, you're going to have Derrick Rose basically, you know, take the stand and basically prove that he took the test. And are you really going to get a guy who has not been back to Memphis the University of Memphis, I should say, since leaving the program. Are you really going to be able to get him to do that? The answer is probably not. Now, Antonio, when we talked to him today, seemed pretty confident that Derrick Rose would get involved because, you know, it's his legacy on the line too. But I would be willing to bet that, you know, if Antonio and D. Rose do connect, you know, D. Rose is at the point where he's moved on. It's been 10 years. He's well out of college. You know, he's put that part of his life behind him. So, you know, I admire it. I really do. And I understand it from Antonio's perspective and all those guys because they feel like and probably were done wrong. I really believe that the NCAA victimized or at least made an example of the University of Memphis in that case because they could. It was Memphis. Like, there wasn't going to be this national outrage about Memphis or John Calipari. Both programs had, you know, Memphis had trouble with the NCAA several times before, same as John Calipari. So they weren't going to get sympathy from anybody. And I understand Antonio feeling like, you know, they ruled Derrick Rose eligible at the beginning of the year. Memphis knew no different, so they did not realize and they did not know that there was a chance that Derrick Rose be ruled ineligible because he was ruled eligible by the clearinghouse. Every player, every college basketball player goes through this same process, and the NCAA cleared him and determined that he was eligible only to come back and say after they went 38-2 that, oh, by the way, there's no proof that it was him that took the SAT and he's ineligible. So it sucks, and it's a, you know, I don't know how many, I don't think you've seen many cases like that across the country. They said strict liability, but, you know, in terms of actually getting it overturned, I would say those chances are almost nil.
What was the inspiration for Antonio and the other guys that want to bring this case before a court of law? What made them decide now?
Well, they're just seeing what Louisville's doing. You know, they're seeing and listen, I think Louisville has even less of a case than Memphis, you know, because it's obvious and it's proven that, you know, they had a sex scandal on campus and they were, and then the Andre McGee was getting prostitutes for the players. I mean, these things have been corroborated by several people and, you know, that doesn't change. I mean, you know, and Luke Hancock and those guys can say that they're innocent and they may well be, but that doesn't really change what was going on at the program. And that's, you know, whether Luke Hancock was one of the guys or not that was participating, that's not really the issue here. So it was Louisville. It was Louisville, you know, having the press conference and Antonio seeing that and thinking, hey, we have a real case here. I think that was it. And then, of course, you know, just him thinking about his legacy. You know, the thing he pointed out today that I thought was very interesting is that he says he's not an NBA player. You know, he doesn't play basketball professionally. You know, when he thinks about his life and he thinks about his identity as an adult and as a human being, it's those 4 years at Memphis and all those wins at Memphis and the Final Four and the national championship game appearance. You know, that's what defines him, and he feels like a massive part of that is basically invalidated because of you know, the NCAA.
Do you think that's fair? Because I've started to think about this. Other than your rival kind of throwing it in your face, like, it doesn't take away the memory. Like, you know, I watched it in California. They played in the game. They were in San Antonio. Yeah. Like I remember that whole run. Like, I remember just how they beat the crap out of UCLA. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I've just always...
You don't miss anything, like, in other words.
It's honestly... Right. The truth is, I think one of the dumbest penalties you can have is vacating wins.
Yeah.
Like, it does nothing.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Like, for the fans, you know, for the fans,
I don't think any less of Antonio Anderson, whether or not that banner's up there or not. I watched the guy play.
Exactly. And I think that's a reasonable... thing to think and thing to feel. But I do think for him and for any athlete, you know, because you got to think about it. Antonio had his 38 wins as a junior at Memphis stripped away because of something he had nothing to do with.
Sure.
You know, and something that he believes, you know, never even happened anyway. He believes Derrick Rose took that test. So I can see where you're angry and you feel like it's unfair and that you should fight it, you know, because you're not being recognized for something that did happen. And I think that's what it comes down to. It's the perfect and the classic power struggle of the little school, you know, being thumbed out by, you know, by the powerful organization just because they can. And I think he wants that official recognition, and I understand that. Now, whether he'll get it, I mean, I highly doubt it. But he certainly wants it and says he's willing to fight for it. So I admire that.
John Martin, of course, of Jason and John, joining the program here, as always, at JohnMartin929 on Twitter. And then I wanted to ask you this. If I know you don't think it's likely, but let's say that the Tigers strike out on both James Wiseman and Trenton Watford. If they don't sign a five-star, does this take any wind out of the sails of the Penny Hardaway machine, of the recruiting prowess that they're kind of establishing right now?
Oh, God, yeah. There's no way around that. I mean, that's why Penny was hired, you know. And now, James Wiseman is the number one player in the country. And in any other year, Memphis would never have a chance to get the number one player in the country. It's just not – like, that's not reality. So you got to start there. But if they strike out on James Wiseman and don't get Matt Hurt and don't get Trenton Watford, they were watching Trace Jackson Davis. That's going to be tough to beat Indiana for him. But, yeah, if they only end up with, you know, a group of four stars and three stars, it's still an upgrade over Tubby. There's no question about that. But, I mean, you got to think back to when the hire was made. It was like all these guys that we thought Memphis, you know, in this hypothetical universe where you're telling me they don't get any. Like all these guys we thought they had a chance with and to strike out. No, it would totally be disappointing, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. But I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I think at least they're getting Trenton Watford. I mean, he's already recruiting guys to Memphis anyway. So that's just a matter of how and when he wants to announce.
Isn't it kind of fascinating to think, though, because let's say they just signed four and three stars. It's already a talent upgrade, and you can justify hiring Penny just because the real reason you brought him in here to sell tickets and you brought him in here to upgrade talent. It's like he's accomplishing both of those. But isn't it fascinating to think how quickly expectations turned just honestly in like 4 months?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no question about it. I mean, you're right, and it is a talent upgrade. But at some point, like, you're going to have to do better than that to compete at the highest level, you know, like, because you're going to have to get a five-star kid here and there. I don't expect Memphis to get a five-star player, or I would say multiple five-star players every year. I mean, I think they can get one. Josh got one. I mean, that happened, you know, and they're in there with some guys in 2020 and beyond, you know, that they'll have a chance at that are five stars. But yeah, I mean, you asked, your original question was, would it take some wind out of the sails? I mean, you got to think how hysterical it was when he was hired. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, all the possibilities, you know. And so that hope was all about James Wiseman, and hell, we were talking about Sharif O'Neal and Jordan Brown and a bunch of other guys reclassifying Jalen LeCue. And so, you know, at some point, like, that has to be a reality. Otherwise, you know, we'll have to adjust our expectations.
John, we appreciate it, buddy.
Always, brother. Thanks, man.
Enjoy the rest of your night. The Grizzlies currently up 44-26. Wow. Markel Crawford, have yourself a night, young man. The former Memphis Tiger, former Ole Miss Rebel, 15 points thus far, 6 of 7 from the floor, 3 of 3 from behind the arc. Javon Carter, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Jaren Jackson has 7 points, 2 rebounds, as well as a block on the night. We come back, we'll do dinner to go, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Stick around and listen to the Gary Parrish Show right here on 92.9 FM. ESPN.
You know, I sincerely hope you never get to the point where you need somebody to handle a divorce for you, a custody situation, a child support situation, anything like that. It's rough. It's easy for nobody. But if you are going through it, you absolutely do need quality representation. And if you are looking for that, understand it's available here in Memphis, Eskins, King, and Marty. That's Bradley Eskins, James King, and Sam Marty. They provide expert legal representation in a way that makes you comfortable because you're going to be able to trust somebody's on your side and finding solutions to the problems you're facing. Any of the problems I mentioned, plus, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace, sexual misconduct in the workplace. You've been staying silent. You don't have to. You have rights, and Eskins, King, and Marty can explain them to you. They can sit you down and make sure you know exactly how to proceed with your situation to make sure there are no missteps and you get the justice that you deserve. 528-8888 is the number to call them. You can reach them day or night. 528-8888. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call. They'll be anxious to help you. It's Eskins, King, and Marty on the web. Eskins King
Flynn.com.
West Tennessee, we gotta talk. George Flynn is my dad, and yes, he is running for Congress again.
Kustoff voted hundreds of times with Nancy Pelosi, and he voted to give $500 million to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, he runs a lot, because Congress won't stand up for conservatives.
He's taken nearly $500,000 from special interest groups. Kustoff sold us out.
You're a conservative district. Vote for a real conservative and elect my dad.
I'm George Flynn, and I approve this message.
West Tennessee, it's me again. My dad, George Flynn, is running for Congress because he won't stop until he fixes Washington.
David Kustoff voted with Nancy Pelosi to raise the federal deficit nearly $1 trillion.
I'm not even a conservative, and I know we can't keep spending money this way. Remember when you elected a so-called conservative to fix these problems in Congress? Vote for a real conservative. Elect my dad.
Finally, I agree with my son. I'm George Flynn, and I approve this message.
This is Gary Parish, host of the Gary Parish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients, $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from the provider who delivers for $49.95 per month when you get two voice mobility lines.
Offer in 7/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines and additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF 000279. TNACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLB 1028256. ORCCB 1999-39. Call for details.
Before your future Heisman takes the football field, make sure they're protected with properly fitted equipment and apparel from All American Sporting Goods. They're the only place in Memphis offering the service for your football player. And proper fit is important for protection and good play on the field. Plan on trying on what you purchase. All American takes the time to make sure your athlete has a personal helmet fitting, the correct size shoulder pads for his frame, pants that fit, the hottest cleats, accessories, and more. They'll teach your athlete how to wear it and take care of it. Visit All American Sporting Goods and find all the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Schutt, Douglas, Wilson, and Rawlings. And get all of these brands at the team price. Shop local with the experts that have been fitting peewees to pros for 50 years. Protection comes with a proper fit at All American Sporting Goods. 3230 Summer Avenue. Give them a call at 324-3783 or visit on Facebook and allamericaninc.com.
If your tractor's broken down or your implements fall apart, you can't stop now, you got fields to plow. It's a way to break a farmer's heart. Call Twin Hills Equipment. They'll fix it right for you. Or get a New Holland Skagger Rhino that's brand spanking new. Twin Hills Equipment. With over 75 years of experience, you've come to the right place. Sales, service, and more. And a great selection of New Holland tractors and equipment that can handle any job you can throw at them. Twin Hills Equipment. 6012 U.S. 72 or online at TwinHillsEQ.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show live.
The Gary Parish Show is live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studio.
92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Off top.
The Memphis Grizzlies have headed to the half. They have a 48-27 lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder in the tournament round of Summer League. You can catch the second half on NBA TV. Markelle Crawford currently leading all scorers with 15 points. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
What did we learn today? What we learned today...
Jeffrey loves hosting these radio shows.
Hey, what do we learn today? We learned, A, pick up your poop. Yeah. Pick up your dog's poop.
Yeah, clean up after yourself or your animal.
Or you'll get a very, very sternly worded typed letter in your mailbox. We also learned that the NCAA is planning on getting rid of Peach Jam, if you will. Getting rid of these big AAU tournaments in which allowing, not so much getting rid of them, the tournaments will still go on. College coaches just will not be able to go to them.
Right.
Therefore, costing... kids the opportunity to play in front of some really big coaches.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Biggest game tonight, I'll give you two choices. If you're a baseball fan, the only battle of first place teams. In about 15 minutes or so, the New York Yankees take on the Cleveland Indians. Also, in Summer League later tonight, 9:30, if you want to continue on whether or not determining whether or not Trae Young is a bust, whether or not he's going to be a Hall of Famer, you can do so at 9:30 when the Hawks take on Portland in Summer League action.
What should I watch on TV?
What should you watch? The Rock is making the rounds.
Oh, there you go.
You can catch The Rock tonight on Bravo. Watch What Happens Live. That'll be 10:15 Central. I have a rule. Whenever The Rock is on, we watch.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, you need to make sure you read Gary Parish's latest column. Again, it's up at CBS Sports. It lays out every aspect of what we've been talking about with the NCAA deciding to prohibit college coaches from seeing these AAU tournaments.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
What's on tap for tomorrow? Jeff Calkins is going to join the program. Bennett Doyle will be sitting in with me. We're going to try and revitalize, obviously.
Oh, I heard we're bringing back a classic game.
I hope everyone's sitting down for this. I am not from Horn Lake. I am from
East Memphis, Germantown.
I'm from the mean suburbs of Memphis. Yeah. But we're going to try to revitalize some form of Harvard Horn Lake. Jeff's going to be in during the second hour, so we're going to attempt to make that happen. That's what we got coming up tomorrow. My thanks to Brad Carson. My thanks to Gary Parish. My thanks to Jeff Calkins. John Martin, all of you for having to tolerate my grating, annoying, nasally Southern accent for 4 straight hours. However, now, I'm out of here.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hurry into Kroger for the two-day-only digital sale. Friday and Saturday, get select cartons of Kroger Deluxe Ice Cream for just 99 cents with your Plus card and digital coupon at Kroger.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Every loan at Ace is backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money you borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Before I was Queen Latifah, it was always my parents' dream for me to go to college. And to this day, one of my biggest regrets is that I never finished. I'm sure they would have traded any of my walks down the red carpet to see me walk in a cap and gown. My mom always told me education is the key to unlocking your dreams. That's the kind of belief Strayer has in each and every student. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And that's what makes every class, every exam, all the hard work, and every diploma more rewarding. It makes us all proud. I tell every Strayer student I meet the same thing. Life has its peaks and valleys. It's all about how you handle yourself through those valleys. It doesn't matter how long you've been out of school, or if you're the first in your family to go to college, if you took time off to raise your kids, or if you're in one career but hear another calling. Get started. You can. Let's get it together at Strayer University. Go to strayer.edu to learn more.
Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEF.
I'm waiting for your call. Seriously. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I'm never too busy to talk to someone about selling a home or buying one. It is usually someone's biggest possession or purchase. And when you need answers, you don't want to wait until after the weekend or 2 days later to get a response. And do I